special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse for tonight's volleyball matchup between Fort Recovery and Memorial High School from St. Mary's. As Fort Recovery at 1-0 on the year after knocking off National Trail 3-0 last evening. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's matchup. Dr. Banta's office is located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. And his staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Lady Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Just about set to go here. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. We welcome any of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Or if you're watching on the network, on the TV network, why, we're on there as well this evening. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. See Fort Recovery has out there to start the matchup. Off to a great year, we hope, this year. We've got Grace Guggenbiller, also Marissa Garkey, also out there is Tegan Fortkamp. Marissa Garkey, as I mentioned, also we have Whitley Rammel in the lineup. Mara Pearson is there as well. And one more, let's see. Faith Wendell is also out there to start the match. I think I got them all. Oh, I missed one more. There's Aubrey Kanapke is our libero. She's out there as well. Here's the first serve by St. Mary's. And it's hit back to the Lady Rough Riders by Grace Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery. There's the dig. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. The hit and the kill by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson with a kill to make it 1-0. Fort Recovery in the lead here in the early going. And Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the dink over. And Fort Recovery can't handle it. Give the kill there to Addison Louth of Memorial. Little dink kill. And now serving will be Hallie Houston. Houston's serve is over the back line and out of bounds. Hitting error for Houston. So Fort Recovery will have the serve now. It'll be Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. We'll be doing 12 of the Lady Indian matches this year, most of the home matches here on the radio. Nice, cool, air-conditioned comfort tonight, thank goodness. Ace serve for Fort Recovery for Tegan Fortkamp. That's her first ace of the evening and first service point of the evening for Fort Recovery. It's now 3-1, Lady Indians on top. Here's the serve, and it is, they say, out of bounds, service error. So that was out of bounds there. And going back to serve now for St. Mary's, St. Mary's is Emily Pond, I should say, Emily Pond. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey, and she gets a kill for Fort Recovery. And Garkey makes it now 4-2. Rob Weaver here, along with Eric Catterly, our studio producer. coming to you again from the Fortside Fieldhouse, now serving for Fort Recovery, is Audra Bupp. And here is a kill by Fort Recovery at the net. And doggone it, I didn't catch who that was. Here's another serve by Audra Bupp. Dug out to the front line, the set. Here's the hitter from the right side, and she gets the kill. Actually, the left side. Bryn Clark, outside hitter there, gets the kill. That makes it 5-3. Fort Recovery leads by 2, and St. Mary's will have the serve now. Gracelyn Johns will be serving. Johns, a good serve. Here's the hit back by Fort Recovery by Lily Luthold, and Lily Luthold gets a kill. St. Mary's not able to return that. And Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now. It's now 6-3. Whitley Rammel, quite a hitter for Fort Recovery. And the first serve is a good one, and St. Mary's can't handle it. So give a service point to Whitley Rammel. Whitley, a senior, hate to lose her this year, but she should have a great year this year. Good serve by Whitley. That is an ace serve. Two service points from Whitley Rammel to make it 8-3. Once again, Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly, our studio producer in Portland. Neil Spencer is here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here comes the next serve by Rammel. Dugouts. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Audra Bupp, and we got a hitting error on Fort Recovery. Called a double hit there, so that's a point for St. Mary's. Sierra Graber serving now for St. Mary's. Good serve. Here's the dink over by Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets the kill on the little dink hit. And that makes it now 9-4, Fort Recovery by 5. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight by scores of 25-17, 25-19. 25-17, 25-19. So they are 2-0 on the year. And there's a carry called on St. Mary's, so Fort Recovery gets side out. And Faith Wendell goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve. Passing to the front line. Here's the hit by the outside hitter, and she got the kill. Deflected by one of the Lady Indians, but couldn't make the return. Hallie Houston gets the kill. That's her first kill of the night. And now back to serve for Memorial is Bryn Clark. Clark's serve is good. Dug out by the back line. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey. And St. Mary's keeps it alive. Two-handed over. Here's the set. Faith Wendell setting to Marissa Garkey. And hits it into the net. And a hitting error there for Marissa. And it's a point for Bryn Clark. Now 10-6. Here's a good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Nice job there to keep it alive by Marissa Garkey. Memorial has it as a block at the net, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Not sure exactly who that was. I'm going to make a stab at it and say maybe it was Grace Guggenbiller with the block. Makes it 11-6. Fort Recovery now side out, and Marissa Garkey goes back to serve. Marissa's also a senior on this team. Good serve dug out by St. Mary's. Here's a hit over by the Lady Rough Riders. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a soft hit played by St. Mary's. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will pass. Here's a hit by the outside hitter, Mara Pearson, and it is out of bounds. Point, St. Mary's. Lily Rammel will go back to serve now for the Lady Rough Riders. Here comes the serve. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on a cross hit. Back over to Fort Recovery. And off the fingertips of Aubrey Kanapke and out of bounds, point St. Mary's. Give a service point to Lily Rammel. Her first of the evening. It's 11-8. Fort Recovery on top by three. Here's the next serve. It's good by Rammel. Faith Wendell will set. Here's the hit by Grace Guggenbiller, and it's out of bounds. Cross-court smash, but it went out of bounds on the far side. So St. Mary's with another service point. And that closes the gap to 11-9. St. Mary's down by two. Good serve by Rammel again. Here's the dig by Aubrey Kanapke. There's Grace Guggenbiller, a little dink over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will pass. There's Aubrey Kanapke setting for Mara Pearson. Now St. Mary's will hit it back to Fort Recovery off the block. Here's the set by Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit. St. Mary's keeps it alive, but they're going to call a double hit on St. Mary's. Hitting violation will give Fort Recovery side out. And it's going to be Grace Guggenbiller back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Here's the smash out of bounds by St. Mary's. So that's a service point for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller with the point. Here's another serve for Grace. There's the dig by St. Mary's and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Garkey, up front it goes. There's Mara Pearson hitting it over. Smash cross court to Faith Wendell. And there's a little free balling by Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to St. Mary's. A block by Whitley Rammel for the kill. Whitley Rammel with a nice block there. That makes the score 14-9. Lady Indians kind of on a little run here now. Guggenbiller picks up another service point. Good serve there. Pass to the net, and a miss hit there by St. Mary's Darcy Liming. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Another service point for Guggenbiller. Three in a row now for Grace Guggenbiller. Another good serve, and they can't return it. Oh, it's not played out of the net, and they do get it back over on the free ball. Here's Faith Wendell back to St. Mary's. Here's the set for the Lady Rough Riders. The hit. Marissa Garkey to Wendell to Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Faith Wendell with the assist, and Rammel with the kill. And that's timeout now for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery taking a 16-9 lead here in the first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ta-da! It is Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare. In the morning and the evenings, the crops are getting tall and it's harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, Lindsay, when you're on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you, and give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution for you. We also compound bioidentical hormones to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Another serve now after the timeout by Grace Guggenbiller. To the net it goes, and there's Whitley Rammel with the kill. Another kill for Whitley. She will have a bunch of those this year, that's for sure. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on the serve now again. She picked up another service point, her fourth in a row a moment ago. Here's a smash and off of the Fort Recovery block, and a kill for St. Mary's Darcy Liming. And Liming finally halts some of the bleeding there for the Lady Rough Riders. Makes it 17-10 now. Now serving is Hallie Houston. Good serve. Here's the set by Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Third kill of the night for Whitley Rammel. She also has a block here in the first set. Fort Recovery will send Lily Luthold in. Faith Wendell will take a rest. Now serving for the Lady Indians, Tegan Fortkamp. Good serve by Tegan. Here's the set. The smash back to Fort Recovery, and they got the kill. Hitting it where no one was Darcy Liming. And that makes it now 18-11. Fort Recovery still leads by a big 7 points here in this first set. Here's the serve by St. Mary's. Whitley Ramo will set. And they're going to say the hit was out of bounds by Lily Luthold. So service point for St. Mary's. Emily Pond serving. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke, but it's hit out of bounds. Aubrey is our libero back there on the back line. Point for St. Mary's. Emily Pond serves again. Mara Pearson passing to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit, and St. Mary's cannot return it. I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill on that. Maybe I shouldn't. They actually called four hits on St. Mary's. Here is Audra Bupp serving now for Fort Recovery. Audra serves a good one. Dug out by St. Mary's. The set at the net. Here's the hit and another kill for Darcy Liming. That's her third of the first set. Makes it 19-14. St. Mary's not out of this yet. They need a run, though. Gracelyn Johns will go to serve now. First time she's been serving this evening. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel, a smash for a kill. Give Tegan the assist, and Whitley Rammel gets the kill. It's her fifth kill of the set. And Whitley will go back to serve now. She has two service points tonight, one an ace. Our next matchup will be Jay County and Fort Recovery at Jay County High School. We'll have that for you here on the radio. It's next week. And there is a kill by St. Mary's. Nope. Take that back. I take it back again. Yes, it was. 2015, Fort Recovery only on top by five. Sierra Graber serving now for the Lady Rough Riders. And it's a good serve, and it's an ace serve off the hands of Aubrey Kanapke. So give Sierra Graber an ace serve on that one. She'll serve again. That makes it 20-16. St. Mary's creeping closer here. Good serve. Dig by Audra Bupp. Here's a smash by Grace Guggenmiller. And a block by St. Mary's and a point. 20-17. Graber will serve again. Sierra Graber is a sophomore on this team. They only have one senior in their lineup. That's Emily Pond. So a very young St. Mary's team. Good serve there. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Gets it into the middle on the back line. St. Mary's plays it again. Here's the set by Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey. Dinks it over. Saving it for St. Mary's there was Gracelyn Johns. Back to Fort Recovery. Dug out. Tegan Fortkamp to Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller gets the kill. And give Fortkamp the assist. Grace Guggenbiller has two kills on the night now and one block. And Faith Wendell will now serve for Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. Good service. 21-17 now. And over to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey hits it back to St. Mary's, but it's out of bounds. Cross-court hit there. It went out of bounds. That gives the side out to St. Mary's and makes the score 21-18. St. Mary's only down by three. They certainly have a shot here. Bryn Clark will serve now for the Lady Rough Riders. It's a service error. Haven't seen much of that by either team here tonight, but that was a service error there, and that will give the serve back to Fort Recovery and make it a 22-18 first set score. Marissa Garkey serving now for the Lady Indians. It is too long. Service error there. I spoke too soon about not being many service errors. So serving now for St. Mary's, Lily Rammel. She has a couple of service points tonight. Good serve. Dug out by Buff. Here's the set by Faith Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller with the kill. That's Grace's third kill in the set. Grace is also a senior on this team. Some key seniors on this club. Grace will serve again. And it is an ace serve off the hands of the libero, Emily Pond of St. Mary's. That makes it now 24-19. Here's their set points. Good serve again, and St. Mary's, oh, just barely got it over. Wendell to, or I should say, Rammel to Wendell, back to Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill, and that's it. 25-19. Lady Indians win the first set. Whitley Rammel with kill number 6 in the first set. Makes it 25-19. Fort Recovery wins set 1. Of course, we play the best 3 out of 5 in varsity volleyball. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with you. Again, our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station in Portland and Mr. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome you whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or WPGW Radio. Stay tuned after the matchup here with Fort Recovery and St. Mary's. We'll have Reds baseball tonight. The Reds are in the thick of things here, trying to get in the playoffs. We'll have their game tonight right here on the radio after Fort Recovery volleyball. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. St. Mary's plays it off the rafters. Back to Fort Recovery. And a battle at the net. They're going to say what? Sure what the call was, but it's in favor of St. Mary's. They get the point. St. Mary's takes an early 1-0 lead. And here's Hallie Houston serving now for St. Mary's. And dug out there, Faith Wendell. We'll go to Marissa Garkey. Garkey back to St. Mary's. Here's the outside hit. Played off of Marissa Garkey. Up to Whitley Rammel. Nice move by Whitley Rammel to free ball it over. Here's St. Mary's, and they're going to say it hit the floor. Kill for St. Mary's. 2-0 now. Good serve again by Allie Houston. Here's Whitley Ram on a smash and got the kill. Hit it through the block of St. Mary's. Rammel with a total now of 7 kills on the night. And we're just early in the second set here. Here's Keegan Fortkamp going to serve now for Fort Recovery. Wears number 10 on her uniform. It's a good serve dug out by number 10 of St. Mary's, Hallie Houston. Rammel back to St. Mary's. Here's a smash and a kill for St. Mary's, Sierra Graber. That is her first kill of the night. Side out for St. Mary's. And the libero, Emily Pond, goes back to serve now for the Lady Rough Riders. Good serve. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery. And Mara tried to hit it across, but into the net on the hit there by Mara Pearson. So hitting error, and that'll give the point to St. Mary's. And serving again, but this time it's out of bounds, was Emily Pond. Service air. So Lady Indians have side out with the score 4-2. St. Mary's on top by 2. And now serving will be Audra Bupp. Audra Bupp's serve is a good one to the net. Marissa Garkey on the hit over. And what are they going to say here? There was a battle at the net. They ruled in favor of the Lady Indians. So point for Fort Recovery makes it 4-3. Another serve by Audra Bupp. Good serve. And there's Whitley Rammel getting the kill. Another one. Audra Bupp will serve again. Audra's a junior on this team at 5'5". Here comes her serve. Good one. And Whitley Rammel waiting at the net. And St. Mary's goes under the net. And that is not allowed. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Audra Bupp. That's 4 service points for her on the night now in the 2 sets we've played so far. And here is a service error out of bounds. Audra hit it over the end line that time. Score is tied at 5-5 at the moment. And back to serve for St. Mary's is Gracelyn Johns. Johns' serve is a good one. Was a let serve, actually. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it back to St. Mary's. Trying to save it there was Gracelyn Johns, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Here's Whitley Rammel serving. Rammel served a couple of times tonight. She has a service ace and 2 service points total. Good serve there. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery, I think, Grace Guggenbiller. I will never say I am official on the blocks because usually there's a couple of ladies there and sometimes you're not sure which one had the block. Whitley Rammel serves again. And I'm going to rule that one a service ace for Whitley. Service ace for Whitley Rammel to make it 8-5. Lady Indians on top by 3, and Rammel will serve again. Listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. And here's another service point for Rammel as St. Mary's could not get it over the net. 3 in a row here for Whitley Rammel. She'll serve again. It's 9-5. And it's a good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the dink over by Bryn Clark. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Here's the hit back over by Marissa Garkey. Now the dink back over by St. Mary's. Here's Marissa Garkey on a cross-court hit, and St. Mary's plays it back to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Oh, Whitley Rammel, nice save there, but oh, yes, across the net by Marissa Garkey and got the kill. I didn't think Fort Recovery was going to be able to save that baby, but Marissa Garkey gets the kill, and that makes it 10-5 now. And St. Mary's calls time. Timeout St. Mary's. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery wins the first set 25-19. They're leading here in set 2, 10-5.
As schools are about to be in session, Cooper Farms would like to remind everyone to be cautious for school kids out walking or biking to or from school or getting on and off buses. Remember to always stop on the school bus stops and watch your speed in the school zones. We hope all area students have the best school year yet. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse again. We do remind you, coming up after the volleyball match on WPGW, we'll have Reds baseball tonight, so we invite you to tune in for that. Kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty here. The Reds in the playoff hunt. They'll take all the wins they can get. 10-5 score. Back to serve is Whitley Rammel again. He has had 4 service points in a row here. 10-5. Lady Indians on top. Set 2. Already leading 1-0 in sets. Good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Tegan Fortkamp setting for Marissa Garkey. And Garkey gets the kill. Tegan Fortkamp the assist. 11-5 now. Whitley Rammel back to serve again. We'll be bringing you the Jay County Fort Recovery matchup next week here on the radio, so tune in for that. That'll be coming from Jay County High School. Good serve by Whitley Rammel again, and Fort Recovery having trouble, but they play it. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash and hit it into the net. So the Whitley Rammel run comes to an end. Points. St. Mary's, side out St. Mary's, 11-6 the score now. Fort Recovery leads by 5. Here's the serve by Sierra Graber. Good serve, and Fort Recovery can't play it, can't get it over. Service point for Graber. She has a couple of aces on the night. Here comes the next serve by Graber. Dug out by Audrey Kanapke. And here's a block by St. Mary's. I'm thinking that was Hallie Houston, it looked like. Another service point for Sierra Graber. Makes it 11-8 now. St. Mary's sneaking back to within 3. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Marissa Garkey. Outside hit played by St. Mary's. Here's the outside hit by St. Mary's, and they get the kill. Hallie Houston with the kill. 11-9. Back to within 2 points. Here we go with the next serve. It's too long by Graber that time. That makes it 12-9. Fort Recovery back up by 3. And here's Faith Wendell going back to serve. It's a good serve there. Pass to the net. Here's the hit over. Kanapke plays it to Wendell, to Marissa Garkey, and her hit back over is out of bounds. Hitting error there on Marissa Garkey, and that will give the serve to St. Mary's to Bryn Clark. Good serve by Clark to Aubrey Kanapke. Here's Marissa Garkey on the hit and got the kill. Nice cross-court hit there by Marissa Garkey. That is her 4th kill of the evening. That makes it 13-10 now. Travis Guggenbiller, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, had a great season last year, hoping to repeat this year. Got a nice group of talented young ladies. Good serve by Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for St. Mary's. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. Grace and Mara Pearson. Might actually have been Mara. So service point there for Marissa Garkey. She will serve again. It's 14-10 now. Lady Indians by 4. Nice soft serve at the net. Here's Mara Pearson banging it back to St. Mary's for the kill. Mara's second kill of the evening and another service point for Marissa Garkey. Garkey will serve again. And it's a good serve. Here's the set and the little hit back over. Faith Wendell to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back to St. Mary's. Pass to the net for St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set. Here's the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp with the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. Tegan is only a sophomore. She played quite a bit last year as a freshman for the Lady Indians. And Marissa Garkey will serve again. 16-10 now. Lady Indians by six. Here's a smash by St. Mary's. Getting the kill, Hallie Houston for St. Mary's. That is her third of the evening. And makes it 16-11. Going back to serve now is Lily Rammel for the Lady Rough Riders. Here comes the serve. It's good. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Tegan Fortkamp two hands it over and hits it out of bounds. Over the end line. 16-12. Give a service point there to Lily Rammel. Rammel serves again. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp, but I think it's out of bounds. Yep. Good idea, but it's hit out of bounds right down the line. Another service point for Lily Rammel. 16-13 now. St. Mary's creeps back to within three, but there's a service error by Lily Rammel, which helps. She hits it over the end line. And that'll give Fort Recovery side out. Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve. Serve is a good one for Grace. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The hit back to Fort Recovery by Hallie Houston. Here's the dink by Whitley Rammel. St. Mary's battles at the net. Rammel will hit it back to St. Mary's, back to Fort Recovery. And at the net again, here's Rammel back to St. Mary's. They keep it alive nicely. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Rammel. Back to the back line, played by St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery now. Mara Pearson hits it back over. Played by St. Mary's again. Quite a volley going on here. Marissa Garkey to Whitley Rammel. Free balls it over. Here's the hit back by St. Mary's. Faith Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Mara can't get a really good hit on that. Played by St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. How many times have we gone back and forth here? Oh, St. Mary's trying to keep it alive, and they do. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set, and Whitley Rammel, and it's out of bounds. Wow, what a series there. Tegan Fortkamp set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel had the great opportunity there, but hits it out of bounds. Side out for St. Mary's. Good serve, but played back to St. Mary's. Here's the set to the front line, and the hit over by Darcy Liming for the kill. That's her fourth kill of the evening. And that makes it 17-14 and give a service point there to Hallie Houston. Pretty decent crowd on hand tonight on a very hot day, but it's air conditioned in the gymnasium here, thank goodness. And they say that Marissa Garkey diving for the ball there. She saved the ball, but she went under the net in so doing. So violation on Fort Recovery, service point for St. Mary's. To Mara Pearson, Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel cross-court hit, played by St. Mary's. Here's the smash by the Lady Rough Riders. Tegan Fortkamp sets for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel gets a little dink kill for Fort Recovery, giving her a kill number 9 on the Knights. And that makes it now 18-16. Side out Lady Indians. Going back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Tegan Fortkamp. Sophomore bouncing the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Hallie Houston. Back to the front line. Here's the smash. Played by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel dinks it over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Keegan Fortkamp to Mara Pearson, and Mara Pearson hits it out of bounds. Cross-court hit there. Yeah, she'll get that down a little bit more accurate. She's had several cross-court hits that have gone out of bounds here tonight. Makes it 18-17, a one-point lead, and there's a kill for Fort Recovery. I think that was Mara Pearson who got the kill. Makes it 19-17, side-out Lady Indians. Back to serve now is Audra Bupp. Audra bounces the basketball, or the volleyball, I should say. It's not in the volleyball season too soon here. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The smash, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill to Sierra Graber. Her second kill of the evening. Side out St. Mary's, and back to serve now for them is Gracelyn Johns. She is still looking for her first service point of the evening. That's a good serve there. And Fort Recovery in trouble, just free-balling it over was Marissa Garkey. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp to Kadapke. There is Rammel on a cross-court hit and hits it out of bounds. Another cross-court hit out of bounds. So Gracelyn Johns picks up her first service point of the evening. She'll serve again. That ties it up here, folks, 19-19. St. Mary's trying to send this into at least four sets if they can win here. Here's Whitley Rammel on a crusher. Slam that down. A kill for Whitley, number 10 on the night in the two sets. Whitley will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians, who lead by 20-19. Service error for Whitley in the net. Makes it 20-20. Side out St. Mary's. Going back to serve is Sierra Graber. Welcome to the broadcast, folks. Whether you're listening on the radio, WPGW, or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. There's the set for Fort Recovery, and Marissa Garkey got the kill this time. Didn't hit that one out of bounds. Garkey with the kill. For her, that is number 5, but that's the first one she's had in a while. Faith Wendell on a good serve there. Played by St. Mary's to the net. Two-handing it over and getting the kill was St. Mary's' Bryn Clark, her second kill of the night. And that makes it 21-21. And Bryn Clark will go back to serve. Good serve dug out by Audrey Kanapke. Here's a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and got the kill. Tegan, the sophomore, with the kill. Number 2 for Tegan. Makes it 22-21. Lady Indians up by 1. And Marissa Garkey will go back to serve now on Fort Recovery's side out. Lady Indians need a couple of points here. Get a little breathing room. Good serve there. Here's the set and the smash, and a cross-court hit is out of bounds by St. Mary's' Addison Louth. That's a point for Fort Recovery. Timeout, St. Mary's. They trail by 2, 23-21. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacist. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314, Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now, at least that gave a little bit of breathing room for Fort Recovery. Makes it a two-point lead now, 23-21. Both teams still talking to their coaches here on the timeout. Taking advantage of the full 60 seconds. They don't usually do that, but they are in this case. The set on the line here, Fort Recovery does have the advantage with the serve right now with the side out. Marissa Garkey still serving. 23-21. Lady Indians on top by two. They won the first set 25-19. Here comes the next set, or the next serve, I should say. It's a good one by Garkey. And a battle at the net. Fort Recovery doesn't play it. Three players standing around that. They thought each other was going to play it, and nobody played it. And it falls to the ground. 23-22, St. Mary's has new life. Going back to serve is Lily Rammel. And the serve is a good one. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Faith Wendell. Will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Block. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey, a nice hit in the middle. St. Mary's is going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Here's Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell, and Mara Pearson got the kill. Not sure what the call was there, and neither is the St. Mary's coach, but Mara Pearson gets the kill. There was a dive for the volleyball. I don't know whether the official ruled that the ball hit the floor or not. And there is a serve out of bounds. And that keeps St. Mary's alive. That would have been set point. So now it's 24-23, and Hallie Houston serving for St. Mary's. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, played by the libero for St. Mary's. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And a battle at the net. Whitley Rammel back over. Rammel will smash and got the kill for the win. Whitley Rammel on the kill, her 11th of the night, to make it 25-23. Fort Recovery wins by two, and they could wrap it up with the next set. Two wins for Fort Recovery tonight in two sets, 25-19, 25-23. Whitley Rammel leading the way with 11 kills on the night. We'll be back in a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, pretty competitive match tonight. Fort Recovery winning their two sets, 25-19. And in that first set, they pretty much led most of the way there. Well, all the way, really. Never really had a threat by St. Mary's. But this last one, St. Mary's had their chances. Got to within 1 point, 24-23. But Fort Recovery wins at 25-23. So 2-0 lead for Fort Recovery as we get set to start the third set of the night. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, 25-17 and 25-19, under new JV coach Chloe Showalter. Chloe's first JV win was last night when the Lady Indians defeated National Trail 2-0. So serving first here in the third set will be Fort Recovery. Will be St. Mary's. It's going to be Lily Rammel serving for St. Mary's. And here comes the set, or the serve, I should say, and it's a good one. Keegan Fortkamp on a smash and a block by St. Mary's. There together were Addison Louth and Darcy Liming. And that gives the first point to the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. That's the fifth service point of the night for Lily Rammel. Good serve again. Dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the smash. And there's a kill. Addison Louth picks up the kill. That makes St. Mary's on top here, 2-0. Another service point for Lily Rammel. She will serve her third one here. Fort Recovery playing Urbana on Friday night in high school football. You can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Friday night. Here's the set and the hit by St. Mary's. Faith Wendell passing over to Tegan Fortkamp, who hits it across. Here's a smash and a kill for Darcy Liming. And St. Mary's off to a 3-0 start, and Coach Travis Guggenbiller's not happy about that. So we'll be back in a moment. Time out, Fort Recovery, right after we pause for this commercial break.
Ta-da! It is Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare. In the morning and the evenings, the crops are getting tall and it's harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, Lindsay, when you're on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you and give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms, one of our longtime loyal sports sponsors. And all the folks we have on the match tonight, longtime sponsors. Cooper Farms, Calp Pharmacy, St. Henry Bank, Wayne Oil, and Hall Brothers Incorporated. Here's Faith Wendell passing to Grace Guggenbiller and got the kill. Wendell gets the assist. Grace Guggenbiller with the kill. And that ends the St. Mary's run, makes it 3-1. Grace Guggenbiller on the serve. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back over to St. Mary's. Here's the pass to the net. A battle at the net, and what happened there? They said that St. Mary's did not make the return. Darcy Liming couldn't get it across, so point for Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller picks up a service point. Now 3-2. Good serve there. Here's a smash. And the kill this time. Hitting it through the Fort Recovery block was Darcy Liming. Liming now has 6 kills on the night. And that'll be side out St. Mary's. Hallie Houston will be serving. Audrey Kanapke here is Whitley Rammel. Dinks it over and got the kill. Kill number 12 for Whitley Rammel. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Nice looking Fort Recovery team this year. There's a good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Hit back over to Fort Recovery and a kill on the smash by Sierra Graber. And for her, that is kill number 3. Now it's Emily Pond serving for St. Mary's. They lead 5-3. Good serve dug out by Audrey Kanapke. And back to Audrey Kanapke again. Here's Marissa Garkey on the hit and got the kill. Has a pretty deep smash for a kill. And for her, that is number 6 in the kill department for Marissa Garkey. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Audra Bupp. Good serve by Audra. To the net it goes, and here's a smash by the outside hitter. Back to Fort Recovery, back to St. Mary's, back to Fort Recovery. Oh, saving it. What do they call? Double hit, they called. That's a tough call. Called a double hit on, again, Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. She was doing her best trying to save that, couldn't quite get it done. St. Mary's on the serve. Here's Marissa Garkey on the smash. Passing to the net. The dink over to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke. There's Marissa Garkey on a smash hit and got the kill. Marissa Garkey with kill number 7 tonight to make it 6-5. Lady Indians back to within 1. Here is Whitley Rammel serving now for the Lady Indians. It is out of bounds. Service error, and that's really one of the few tonight. Fort Recovery service percentage has been pretty good. There's been a few mistakes, but not many. Here's Sierra Graber for St. Mary's. Good serve, and it's an ace serve, as Aubrey Kanapke could not return that. Ace serve for Sierra Graber. That is her third ace of the evening. She will serve again. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Tegan Fordkamp at the net. Here's the dink over. St. Mary's hits it back to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller back to St. Mary's, and Grace got the kill. Grace Guggenbiller with kill number 5 for her tonight. And now Faith Wendell will serve for Fort Recovery. We have the side out. It's 8-6. St. Mary's by 2. Good serve. Ace serve. Oh, no. Saved by St. Mary's. What a great play. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Wow. What action. Marissa Garkey gets kill number 8 for her. And that was a fantastic save by St. Mary's a moment ago. I thought there was no way they could get that ball returned to Fort Recovery, but they did. Faith Wendell's serve is a service error. So that'll be side out St. Mary's with a score 9-7. St. Mary's by 2. And now serving is Bryn Clark. Good serve. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash, and she hits it out of bounds. Yeah. 10-7 now. Give the service point to Bryn Clark. She will serve again. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. St. Mary's to the net. They cannot play it. That pass was right onto the net, and St. Mary's just couldn't play it. So point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians, 10-8. Lady Indians back to within 2. Here's Marissa Garkey serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve, ace serve. Marissa Garkey with an ace serve. That's her first ace of the night. And that makes it now 10-9. Lady Indians back to within 1. Here comes the next serve. It's played this time, but they say what? I don't know. The official had called time or something. So negate that serve. We'll try it again. Marissa Garkey serves again. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net, the hit, played blocked by Fort Recovery. Now they're going to call a carry on St. Mary's, hitting error. And that makes it a 10-10 tie. Give Marissa Garkey a service point. Garkey serving again. Lady Indians could take the lead for the first time here. Oh, it's a let serve and falls over and nobody could get it. Marissa Garkey with a service ace. There was a time when that was illegal, but not now. Marissa Garkey will serve again. Nice, clean hit that time. St. Mary's in trouble. They get it back. Grace Guggenbiller to Faith Wendell, who will set for Grace. Grace hits it back over. St. Mary's on the offense. Back to foot recovery. It's a nice save there by Aubrey Kanapke. And here is Mara Pearson with the dink kill for foot recovery. Number five for Mara Pearson. Marissa Garkey gets another service point. Garkey's been on quite a run here. 12-10 now. Lady Indians up by two here in this third set. Good serve by Marissa Garkey. And here's a free ball over to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, a cross court hit and got the kill. There was nobody there. Guggenbiller with a kill, number six. Timeout St. Mary's. And Fort Recovery's been on a nice little run here. It's 13-10. Lady Indians leading by three. We'll be back in a moment. And we lead 2-0. So this would be it if the Indians could win this set right here.
Ta-da! It is Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare. In the morning and the evenings, the crops are getting tall and it's harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, Lindsay, when you're on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you and give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Once again, our next broadcast for Fort Recovery here on the radio will be the Jay County matchup next week. That will be over at Jay County. Always a pretty good matchup, so we hope you join us for that. Here is the serve by Marissa Garkey. It's another good one. Dink back over by St. Mary's, played by Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson gets it back over to St. Mary's. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery to Marissa Garkey, Faith Wendell. Mara Pearson on the hit. Dug out by Emily Pond. Dink back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set to Marissa Garkey, who got the kill as she hit that off of Gracelyn Johns. So Marissa Garkey not only gets the kill, but she picks up another service point. And it's now 14-10. I think that's about six in a row here for Marissa Garkey in the serving. Serves again. It's a nice serve. Here's the set and the free ball over the top of the net. Keegan Fortkamp hits it back over to St. Mary's, but out of bounds across the sideline. And that breaks the serve by Marissa Garkey. She had quite a run there. Now, St. Mary's, Lily Rammel serving. Good serve. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke to Faith Wendell. Here's a smash by Guggenbiller. And St. Mary's, Lily Rammel hits it into the net, and nobody can play it out of the net. So, point for recovery. 15-11 now, Lady Indians leading by four, and here is Grace Guggenbiller. Good serve there. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery is Sierra Graber. Here's Whitley Rammel, a smash save by St. Mary's. Back over to the Lady Rough Riders. And a block by Mara Pearson. As Darcy Liming hits it right in. Now, wait a minute. Maybe not. See, the officials are talking. The officials are discussing here. The official is discussing with the linesman the call there. Now the two officials are going to go over and have a conference. It's going to be either Fort Recovery or St. Mary's, obviously. The question was that out of bounds? Was that hit by Mara Pearson out of bounds or not? Now they say it was. So now they give the point to St. Mary's. 15-12. Hallie Houston back to serve for St. Mary's. Dug out by Garkey to Faith Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson smashing back to court recovery. Wendell sets for Guggenbiller. Cross-court hit and got the kill. Gracie Guggenbiller with the kill. Kill number 7 for Grace, and she will go back to serve for the Lady Indians, who now lead 16-12 here in the third set. After winning the first two sets, there is going to be an ace serve, or is it? Nope, they free ball it over. Back to court recovery. Rammel to Faith Wendell. Back to Rammel. Rammel hits it out of bounds. Side out, St. Mary's. Now serving for the Lady Rough Riders is Emily Pond. She's their only senior on this squad, a very young group of volleyball players. Now I think the official is questioning a Fort Recovery substitution there. Now she's ready to go. So here's Emily Pond to serve for St. Mary's. She is their libero. It is a good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Nicely played by St. Mary's, but Rammel is there for a block and the kill. Block for Whitley Rammel. That's her second block of the evening to go along with 12 kills. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now with the Lady Indians leading 17-13. Again, after the game here, after the match, we'll go to Reds baseball tonight. Here's a set for St. Mary's, and they can't get it returned. Point for recovery. Tegan Fortkamp picks up a service point. And timeout, St. Mary's. Fort Recovery leading 18-13 over the Lady Rough Riders of Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we're patient advocates. Whether it is selecting the best cough syrup or supplying a custom-fitted wheelchair, we provide patients with tailored healthcare information, pharmaceutical services, and medical equipment. You can depend on value-added service from Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Eighteen-13 is the score. Lady Indians up by 5. They already have won the first two sets. This would be the end of the match if they can win this set. And right now they're in a good position here. St. Mary's came back before, so don't sell them short. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com bringing you Fort Recovery Sports tonight. Fort Recovery Volleyball in their second match of the year. They beat National Trail last night. Good serve by Tegan Fortkamp at the net. And here's a hit back over by St. Mary's. Bryn Clark for her third kill of the evening. That makes it 18-14 now. That was a much needed kill for St. Mary's. Gracelyn Johns will go back to serve now. And it's a good one there at the net. And a kill for St. Mary's Lily Rammel. She hit it by Whitley Rammel. Rammel and Rammel battling there. Service point for Gracelyn Johns. And it's now 18-15, back to within 3. Here's Whitley Rammel, a smash, but it's out of bounds. She wanted to knock that through the floor and unfortunately hit it a little too hard and out of bounds. Another service point for Gracelyn Johns. Johns will serve again. It's now 18-16. Fort Recovery's lead is shriveled to 2. Battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery, and there's the kill for St. Mary's Lily Rammel. And now it's 18-17. Gracelyn Johns getting the job done here in the service department. Here comes the serve dug out by Marissa Garkey, Aubrey Konapke, and what do we got here? Hitting it out of bounds was Lily Luthold. And we're all tied at 18-18. So the four-point lead has shriveled away to nothing. Fort Camp will set to Whitley Rammel. Rammel cross-court hit. St. Mary's plays it. And a smash and a kill right at the net with Bryn Clark getting her fourth kill of the night. And that puts St. Mary's in the lead at 19-18. Here comes the next point. Played by Mara Pearson. Mara gets it back. Back over to St. Mary's. Another kill by St. Mary's. By Lily Rammel. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller calls timeout. Lady Indians reeling right now. St. Mary's 20. Fort Recovery 18. We'll be back.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs, with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, Lady Indians need to rally here. They're, after they were leading 18-14, they're now trailing 20-18. Six straight points here for St. Mary's, mostly courtesy of Gracelyn Johns. She will serve again. Dug out by Aubrey Konapke. Here's the dink over by Mara. No, by Lily Luthold. And Lily Luthold gets a key kill there. Her second kill of the match tonight. Couldn't have come at a better time. 1 point lead now, 20-19, and back to serve is Audra Bupp for Fort Recovery. Bupp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Sierra Graber. Here's a smash and a kill by St. Mary's by Bryn Clark. Side out St. Mary's. That makes it 21-19. St. Mary's by two. Sierra Graber will now serve for the Lady Rough Riders. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Whitley Rammel back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for for Keegan Fort Camp. Back to Rammel. Rammel hits it over. And here is a kill by the outside hitter for St. Mary's for Hallie Houston. St. Mary's trying to send this match into a fourth set. 22-19 now. Fort Recovery needs a stop right here. Here's a good serve by Sierra Graber. And there is a point. Fort Recovery got a kill. That makes it 22-20. Side out Fort Recovery, Whitley Rammel. Okay, this is the set right here. Fort Recovery needs to make a run. And Fort Recovery gets a service point. I'm going to call that an ace serve by Whitley Rammel. St. Mary's could not return it, 22-21. A point here would tie it up. Rammel on the serve again. Good serve dug out by St. Mary's. Free-balling it back over was Gracelyn Johns. And they hit it out of bounds. Johns' hit was out of bounds, hitting error. It's a tie set, 22-22. Whitley Rammel serves again. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve. To the net it goes. And a block by Grace Guggenbiller. And the Lady Indians have taken the lead. Grace Guggenbiller with the block. 23-22. Here's Whitley Rammel. Another service point for her. Serves, another good serve. Dug out by St. Mary's. Outside hitter. A block by Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller again. Grace Guggenbiller with a block. And it's 24-22. Another service point for Whitley Rammel. And Fort Recovery's on the verge of winning this match. Match point right here. Whitley Rammel's serve. It is good again. It might be an ace serve. Nope, they save it. And three balling it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Lily Luthold on the hit. St. Mary's keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a hit. St. Mary's plays it again. And there is Fort Recovery blocking it out of bounds. Point St. Mary's makes it 24-23. Oh, so close to ending the match, but not quite. Side out St. Mary's. Here's Bryn Clark. Good serve. Keegan Forkamp will set. Lily Luthold hits it back over. Got the kill, and that's the match. Lily Luthold with the kill to win the match. 25-23. A come-from-behind win there for Fort Recovery after they were leading comfortably 18-14. St. Mary's went on a huge run, took the lead. Looked like they might be on their way to winning set three, but it didn't happen. Fort Recovery 25-23 in set three. They win the match three sets to none. Two very competitive sets, those last two, both by identical scores, 25-23. The Indians win them both. We'll be back to wrap up the match right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, let's wrap it up here. Fort Recovery wins the JV matchup tonight, 25-17, 25-19. They win the varsity match, 25-19, 25-23, and 25-23. Unofficially on the night, we have Marissa Garkey with 9 kills on the evening. She had 1 service ace and also picked up a total of 7 service points in addition to that. So a nice night for Marissa Garkey. For Audra Bupp, she had 4 service points. Lily Luthold with 3 kills, including the winning kill in the match. Mara Pearson had 5 kills. Tegan Forkamp, 2 kills, an ace, and a service point. Grace Guggenbiller had 7 kills, 4 blocks. Had 1 ace serve and a total of 4 other service points for 5 total points. Faith Wendell had a service point, and Whitley Ramble, 12 kills for Whitley tonight to lead the team. Had a total of 2 blocks. Also had several service points, including 3 aces. Had some really key serves down there towards the end.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.